Whenever I am weak, my hope, everything I need, is more than life to me. Jesus is my peace, shelter from the storm. He's all my heart is longing for, the one that I adore. Jesus is, yeah. He is the truth. He is the light. He opened the way. Yeah. He is the truth. He is the light. My burdens he would bear. I know he's always there. Jesus says, through him I walk in the light. His love will always be my guide. He's always by my side. Jesus says, yeah. He is the truth.
Why don't we go ahead and just lift our hands up to the Lord if you're ready to receive here tonight. God, we are expecting mighty things to happen in this place. God, we know that your name is a name that is above every other name, that you bring life, that you bring peace, that you bring freedom. We just worship you right now in this place. Come on, let's do that. Let's open up our mouths and begin to just worship Jesus. Hallelujah. God, you are so good. We worship you. You are worthy. You are mighty. It's in Jesus' name, the name that is above every other name. Amen. Let's just put our hands together tonight. Our strength is renewed in your presence as we wait on you. And our joy is restored in your presence as we worship you. Cause our faith cannot be shaken. Nothing can separate us. The Lord is with us. The Lord is with us. Our God is for us. He will never fail. To you, and your word comes alive in your presence as we trust in you. Cause our faith cannot be shaken, nothing can separate us. The Lord is with us, the Lord is with us. Our God is for us, He will never fail. The Lord is with us. We can always count on you. God, we thank you, God, that you're with us every step, every move that we make. We thank you for that. Amen. You are here.
has overcome, yes, he has overcome. We will not be shaken, we will not be moved. Jesus, you are here.
No matter what we go through, no matter what battle, that God is on our side, that he is fighting for us tonight. Whatever that battle may be for you right now, I want you to just lift up your hands right now and declare that, God, this battle is yours and the victory is mine. Amen. God, we thank you that you fight our battles for us in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Come on, let's sing this out. Fighting for us, pushing back the darkness, lighting up the kingdom that cannot be shaken. In the name of Jesus, enemies defeated, and we will shout it out, oh, that God is fighting for us, pushing back the darkness, lighting up the kingdom that cannot be shaken. In the name of Jesus, for us, pushing back the darkness, lighting up the kingdom that cannot be shaken. In the name of Jesus, enemies defeated, and we will shout it out, that I will live, I will not die, the resurrection power of Christ alive in me, and I am free. Jesus, enemies defeated, and we will shout it out, oh, that God is fighting for me, pushing back my darkness, lighting up the kingdom that cannot be shaken. In the name of Jesus, enemies defeated, and we will shout it out. Now I'm not done singing that just yet, because I can tell that some of us are just starting to get that. Tonight, I can't help but think that some of us have come in here with a battle that we've been facing. And I can tell you here tonight that there's been a battle I've been fighting for a few weeks. So when I sing this song, it's not just words, but I mean it from the depths of my heart. Because when I was going through it, I didn't have to go to different things. I knew where to go. And that was to the Bible. That was to God's word. And he reminded me that I didn't have to fight this battle on my own, that he was for me and that he was not against me. So tonight, whatever it is that you're facing, we're going to just sing this and declare it over you, that God is fighting for you and he is pushing back that darkness and the enemy is under your feet. So tonight, let's just sing that. That God is fighting for us, pushing back the darkness, lighting up the kingdom that cannot be shaken. In the name of Jesus, enemies defeated, and we will shout it out. Come on. Oh, that God is fighting for me, pushing back the darkness, lighting up the kingdom that cannot be shaken. In the name of Jesus, enemies defeated, and we will shout it. Just one more time. Shout it out. place of victory here tonight. Hallelujah. We thank you, Jesus, that we can live victorious. We thank you, Jesus, that you fight our battles. We say thank you. Come on, thank it tonight all over this place. Raise up a shout of praise in this place. Hallelujah. We worship you, Jesus. We praise your mighty name. Hallelujah.
Your name is a shelter through the night, and I am running to your name. It's a place that I can hide, and I do rest in you. Your grace is a force that speaks for me, and I am standing on your grace. Has given all authority, for you have made me strong and bold. Oh, I remain victorious and bold. Oh, in the name of Jesus.
Will not prevail. The battle is yours.
Anybody ready for their breakthrough here tonight? Come on, let's get our hands together here. God's up to some good things here this evening.
In your life, we're gonna sing this over our life, over our house, over our family, everything. We're gonna give him praise for the breakthrough even before it happens. So if you feel like you need to dance or shout, you go right ahead, but we're gonna sing for the breakthrough tonight. You ready? Just like this. Sing breakthrough in my heart, breakthrough in my mind, breakthrough in my spirit, breakthrough in my soul, breakthrough in my weakness, breakthrough in the struggle. You are the God, you are the God of the breakthrough in my worship, breakthrough in my praise, breakthrough when I lift, glorify your name, breakthrough when I dance, breakthrough when I shout. You are the God, come on, you are the God of the breakthrough in my heart, breakthrough in my mind, breakthrough in my spirit, breakthrough in my soul. Shout!
He's your God of your breakthrough tonight. I want you to put your hands together and begin to praise your God with all you've got tonight. Hallelujah. All right, stop clapping. You guys can't clap on beat to save your life. That is so bad. Hallelujah. Sorry, I lost my monitor here. I didn't really lose my monitor. I just needed a minute to catch my breath. Oh, hallelujah. Breakthrough. It's a real thing, church. It's a real thing, and I think we really need it. I think we need a breakthrough in every part. This is a song that was written by Eddie James. He's been here before. We know his heart. We know what he goes through. We know the people he meets. We know the people he reaches. How many would say that you need a breakthrough and people in your life need a breakthrough? That there's people you know right now that need to break through into something spectacular for Christ. And let me tell you something. Something I remembered as a very young kid. I was about 29. No, I'm just kidding. That's not that young. Now, I was like 15, 14 years old, and a preacher told us that it's offensive to the unbeliever when a Christian doesn't worship. Yeah. An unbeliever comes in looking for something real, and they see a Christian living apathetic. That's offensive. They come in looking for something, and they leave saying, that's not real at all. But we need to be a church that lives in the breakthrough. The Bible says he takes us from where? Glory to glory, from faith to faith. We don't have to live in the valleys. We don't have to. They may make you stronger, but we don't have to live there. Because God is taking us from glory to glory, from breakthrough to breakthrough to breakthrough to breakthrough. And if you'll let that stir you up on the inside, this will be more than a song. This will be every day for you. That every day you will have victory in your mind, victory in your spirit, in your weakness, in your body, in your worship, in your praise. Everywhere you go, you will live in that victory tonight. Forever and ever. I think we need to be a church that worships with all our minds, with everything that we've got. So come on, church, if you know that God is real, I want you to lift those hands up and begin to shout like this. Breakthrough in my heart, breakthrough in my mind, breakthrough in my spirit, breakthrough in my soul, breakthrough in my weakness, breakthrough in the struggle. You are the God, you are the God of the breakthrough in my worship, breakthrough in my praise, breakthrough when I lift glory. You are the God, you are the God of the breakthrough in my heart, breakthrough in my mind. Come on. Breakthrough in my weakness, breakthrough in the struggle. You are the God, you are the God of the breakthrough in my worship, breakthrough in my prayer. Hey! You are the God of the breakthrough. Oh, when I can't see no way, and I really don't know what to do, I'm looking to you, Lord. Breakthrough. Walls fall down when I shout through. Strongholds break when I pray. When I pray. Oh, you are the God. You are the God of the breakthrough. You are the God of the breakthrough. When I can't see my way through, and I really don't know what to do, I look to you, breakthrough. Walls fall down when I shout through. Strongholds break when I pray through. I'm gonna praise you. You are the God. You are the God of the breakthrough. Come on, someone give him a breakthrough praise tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. My soul, my Savior God to thee. How great you are, how great thou art, how great thou. Yes, Lord, then sings Father, we just thank you for being so great. Come on, thank him tonight for being that great God. Thank him for being that great God. Father, we thank you for being a great God. And we ask, Lord, you take us to that place we need to be tonight. You set our soul on fire. You set us up, God, to go deeper and deeper. God, to reach further, to have our faith stretched more and more and more and more than we've ever had before. This moment, God, let it live forever, God. Let this moment be a remembrance of how big, how mighty, and how awesome you are. We give you the praise in Jesus' name. Somebody shout amen and shout to the Lord. Come on. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You can have a seat tonight.
While you're seated, grab your Bibles and open them to the book of Isaiah, if you would, please. We had other preliminaries. You can play, Heather. We had other preliminaries to do, but how many just want to get into the Word tonight? I know when the Lord is stirring, you've got to go with the stir. Is anybody stirred tonight? Anybody hungry? Anybody want something here miraculous from the Lord? Then open your Bibles to the book of Isaiah with me, if you would, please. God is in this place. Turn to your neighbor and tell him, I believe he's right. I believe he's right. God is in this place. And so let us just keep an ear to the Lord and what he would say to us. Welcome to you that are viewing online. Thank you for joining us. Continue to stay with us and come join us on a Sunday night. Help me welcome everybody that's here tonight. Let's just clap our hands and welcome everybody that's joined us. The Bible says in the book of Isaiah, if you would turn there with me, the book of Isaiah, I don't really want to preach more than maybe 20 minutes, if you would call it even preaching. I don't know what you'd call it, but I'd take a little bit of monitor. Any monitor would be good. Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6, if you're there, say I'm there. Or if you can see, tell me you can see. We put the scriptures up there, and you got the scriptures in front of you, and it doesn't hurt to have them in both places. Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6 reads this way: For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulders, and his name will be called. Somebody say, will be called. Say it again, it will be called. Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Verse 7. Of the increase of his government and peace, there will be no end. Upon the throne of David, over his kingdom, to order it, establish it with judgment and justice, from that time forward, even forever, the zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this. And let somebody say amen to the word of God tonight. Thank you, Heather. Just don't go far. I want to talk to you tonight as we've been talking about the supernatural. Began to think as we were worshiping about a lady that came into our church. I think we told a little bit about the fact that somebody in our church had been witnessing to them. They had a grandparent that had cancer. It was a terminal diagnosis. The grandchild knew nothing about it. And when one morning that grandchild woke up and told the parents, I saw grandpa in a dream. I realized that he has cancer. And God wants me to tell you that Grandpa's going to be okay when he goes to heaven. The parents were stunned and a little bit afraid. They said, who told you this? The little girl said, nobody told me. I saw it in a dream. Oh, and by the way, Daddy, God told me to tell you that he goes to work with you every day. You just don't know it. It stirred the faith of those parents so that both of them gave their lives to Christ. And that mother of that little child had been struggling to lose weight for a number of years, and that mother said Jesus had taught her something about losing weight and had lost up to 30 pounds, 35 pounds. How many understand we don't serve some average, cold, boring God? We serve a living Savior tonight. His name is Jesus Christ, right? Jesus is alive. Somebody say that with me. Jesus is alive. A little monitor would be a great help. Let me talk to you then on this fact, because if we want supernatural things to happen, here's a key. We need to understand the authority and the power that we have in the name of Jesus. Somebody shout Jesus. You get your name three ways, and bear with me for a moment. One, by birth. I remember one of our kids, was it Mariah, didn't have a name for a couple days? We couldn't pick a name. We had a long list. She was a nameless child. But God gave her a name after a while. You get your name by inheritance. How many of you carry the name of a parent or a grandparent? A parent or, yeah, so you inherited. My middle name is Mac. Mac. And every time I say my middle name, people say, is it Mac? Which always makes me wonder what's wrong with that. But my grandfather's name was Mac, and he was a dynamic individual, obviously. You get your name by birth, by inheritance, or by what you've achieved. Well, Jesus got his name by birth in Luke chapter 1, verse 31. You will conceive and give birth to a son. It's not on the screen. You will conceive and give birth to a son, and you will name him Jesus. Jesus got his name by inheritance for Hebrews chapter 1, verse 4. Listen closely. This shows that the Son is far greater than the angels, just as the name God gave him is greater than their names. Your mom and dad or somebody gave you a name, but Jesus got his name inherited by God the Father. How many know whatever God names, that's a mighty name? Not only did he get his name announced by birth, he got his name by inheritance, but Jesus got his name by achievement. Philippians chapter 2 verse 9 says, therefore, God elevated Jesus to a highest place of honor and gave him a name above every other name. Hallelujah. How many know that's an achievement to get your name at the top of the list? For me, it was always at the end because my last name starts with a W. But Jesus is not at the top of the list because his starts as Adams. His name is at the top of the list because there's no name as great as the name of Jesus Christ tonight. You can't name a greater name. There are some great names. Churchill, David, I mean. Kennedy, Tim, I mean. Penny, J.C. Penny, I mean. But not one of those names can save you. There are some names of things that can hurt you. Cancer, poverty, sickness, disease, fear, anxiety. But I've got good news tonight. Not one of those names carry the same power as the name by birth, the name by inheritance, and the name by achievement. Come on, somebody. We serve a name above every other name. What I love is that God never felt the need to change Jesus' name. Some people change their name just because they've changed. Abraham actually was Abram to Abraham, Sarai to Sarah, Jacob to Israel. Why? Because they changed. And I got good news today. You'll never read that God ever changed the name of Jesus. Why? Because Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. That means if he ever did it before, he can still do it again. I'm thankful that I can call on a name that's the same all the time. No matter the season, no matter the trial. His name reveals three things. Please listen. It reveals his presence. Matthew 18:20. For where two or three are gathered as my people in my name, I am there with them. I especially know on Sunday night. I love Sunday morning, but I really enjoy it. I love Sunday morning, but I enjoy Sunday night. You know why? Because I don't think we've gathered here out of religious tradition. I don't think we've gathered here because it's convenient. I don't think we've gathered here because our flesh necessarily desires to just shorten our naps a little bit Sunday afternoon. I know why we're here. We're here to gather around the name of Jesus Christ. If you gathered or gather around entertainment, if you gathered to get around certain personalities, if you gathered to get around certain gifts, then that's all you'll get is what those can produce. But when you gather in the name of Jesus Christ, that's what you get, what Jesus' name can produce. And I'll tell you what his name can produce, absolutely anything. For with God, nothing is impossible. Amen? Well, if you're going to be a good man, I don't know for what, but you're a good woman. Not only is in that name we reveal his presence, in that name reveals his authority. Philippians 2:9, therefore God elevated him to the place of highest honor and gave him a name above every name. At the name of Jesus, every knee should bow. That word every just stuck out to me. That means every knee will bow in heaven and on earth or under the earth. It's his presence, his authority, his achievement. Acts 4:12, there is salvation in no other name, for God has given no other name under heaven by which man can be saved. So what is a person thinking that they think it's tolerable in the mind of God to have such a victorious name and Christians live in such terrible defeat? Why would God give his son such a powerful name and expecting Christians to live with such weak lives? I would suggest that we've not fully grasped the revelation of the greatness of the name of Jesus. How many want the Holy Spirit to show you the greatness? Four of you are going to get a great encouragement here tonight. How many of you want the Holy Ghost to reveal to you this is not just another name, this is a mighty name? Okay. All right, eight of you are going to get something out of it. It's worth it. I didn't drive far to get here. Listen to this, John 14:12. I tell you the truth, anyone who believes in me will do the same works I have done and even greater works because I'm going to my Father. Jesus said, you can ask anything in my name and I will do it. So it seems to me that some people will start getting more answers to prayer when they get a revelation of the power of the name that we pray in. When we don't understand the name that we pray in, we're just going through some kind of habit. You might as well call Matt. Listen, you can call my name, and if I'll do my best, and I'll call you back. That was good. But calling somebody else's name, when I hear people pray, they speak the name of Jesus like they say the name of Henry. Because they've heard other people do it. Remember the sons of Sceva? Right? They met all the demons, and they met this demon, and they tried to cast the demon out of the man. And the demon jumped out of the man and ripped the clothes off of those guys and kicked them down the road. Well, I'm going to tell you something, friend. You want to be careful with the name of Jesus. Some people don't get answers to prayer. Some people don't get answers to prayer because they don't get a revelation of the authority of Jesus' name. People don't get answer to prayer because they don't have the right heart concerning the name of Jesus. If you can take Jesus' name in vain, you've got a heart problem, my friend. It's not a habit, it's a heart problem. And when people take God's name in vain, demons may not strip them down and spank them, but I can tell you they're bringing curses upon their life. I just despise it when I hear people, and it makes me sad when I hear ungodly people or even people that go to church and they'll say things and they'll in vain use the name of Jesus, in vain use the name of God. Oh my God, oh Jesus. And you know they're not talking to him. You know what you're doing? You're bringing pain upon your life because that's not the same name as your teacher's name. That's the name of the Son of God. There's power with it, and your heart will determine what kind of reception you get when you speak his name. If you speak the name of God in vain, you bring curses, you bring pain, you bring sickness, you bring the enemy's attack. But when you speak his name with a clean heart, you bring the presence of heaven, and whatever the devil tried to do, he'll be defeated in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. I heard about a three-year-old boy. I don't know where it was, somewhere in the United States. And his mother was taking him to the store, and she said, I'm not buying you cookies, because he loved cookies. So they went in the store, and he sat in the shopping cart, and eventually went down the cookie aisle. I want cookies. I'm not getting you cookies. Went 2 aisles over. I want cookies. I'm not getting you cookies. 4 times he asked for cookies. When she got to the checkout, he realized his time was drawn short. So he stood up and he raised his hands and he said, in the name of Jesus, I want cookies. They said people bought him 23 boxes of cookies before he left. Now that little boy was innocent, but you know better. But when I have a clean heart washed by the blood of Jesus and I speak his name because I understand its authority, devils have to get out of town. Angels start running to my side. The presence of God begins to get filled. Depression has to go. Fear has to leave. And your witness is restored. There are blessings in the name of Jesus. Here's the first blessing. Number one, you have authority over demons. Now, I think some people go to extremes. They either don't ever talk about the devil, or they talk about the devil all the time. Right? So if somebody's late for a meeting, well, that person's got a spirit of delay. We're going to rebuke the spirit of delay out of your life. No, buy them a watch. Somebody's organized in their office. They've got a controlling spirit. And how many know you can bind or loose both, but that ain't going to fix either of them? And then you can try to psychoanalyze a demon, and the demon don't respond. Hello? Mark 16:17. How many do understand there are some demonic things, though, that take place around our lives? Let's all admit that. Then what are we going to do? We're going to read Mark 16:17. These miraculous signs will accompany those who believe. They will cast out demons in my name. Tim Hall is a great Australian evangelist, and he said he was in a tent meeting, and in the back of the tent there was a large banner that read Jesus' name. A guy comes into the tent, he starts having this demonic manifestation. And Tim Hall was kind of afraid. Tim Hall had an evangelist with him, and Tim Hall said to the evangelist, I want you to deal with that demonically filled man. And the evangelist was so nervous, he looked up and saw the sign in the back that said Jesus. And the evangelist says, in the name of the man on that banner, be free. And instantly he was free. And Tim Hall told a friend that he had learned that night that demons know how to read. Just telling you tonight, whatever the devil's trying to do to your mind, do to your home, do to your life, don't try to analyze him. Don't try to physically get yourself emotionally jacked up. Just stand and say, I don't have any authority in my name, but in the name of Jesus Christ, no demon has power in my life. He's evicted. Not only does the name of Jesus give authority over demonic attacks, but it gives us permission to be baptized in the Holy Ghost. Mark 16:17 says, and they will speak with new tongues. Listen to what I'm going to tell you. It's one thing to be saved. How many know we should be saved? We're born sinners. We should be cleansed from our sins. It's another thing to be water baptized. After you receive Jesus, adoption into his spiritual family, then the Bible says it's okay and it's expected to go to the water baptismal tank and be water baptized. But then to be baptized in the Holy Spirit is another thing. This is what I believe. Every person can be saved. How many agree with that? Every person can be saved. Everybody can be saved. I believe then if everybody can be saved, every person can be baptized in the Holy Spirit. I think some people have a mindset that that's for some people in the church, not for others. No, if salvation's for you, so is the baptism of the Holy Spirit. So if every person can be saved, if every person can be baptized in the Holy Spirit, then I believe that every person can pray in the Holy Spirit. Hello? Not only does it give us authority, and I'm getting done, authority over demons, not only does he give us access to the baptism of the Holy Spirit, but he gives us, I love this, access to expansion. Somebody say expansion. So Mark 16:17 says, these miraculous signs will accompany those who believe. They'll cast out demons in my name. They'll speak with new languages. Verse 18, they'll be able to handle snakes with safety. They'll be able to handle snakes with safety. How many believe that? Bring out the snakes. No, I'm just kidding. And so it begins. What does that... As a child, I used to have inappropriate questions. No, as a child, they were inappropriate to adults. And here was my inappropriate question. Why would you handle snakes? Are we in the circus? Is church circus or what? Why? What a dumb thing to do. Why am I even as a child, I knew with little redemptive ability, if you see a snake, stay away from a snake. How many of you ever had to go through a class to be taught, see a snake, step away from the snake? My wife said, we saw a snake the other day. I didn't tell her, but it was the biggest garter snake I ever saw, that big, a garter snake. And all I had was a splitting maul. And you just ought to look like an absolute fool. I was running all over the lawn trying to kill a garter snake that long, about the width of my thumb, with a splitting maul. It was ridiculous. Not once did I think about holding it. Right? So in the second grade, I was told, you will handle snake. You want to tickle them, massage them. Why am I handling snakes? But the reality was, back then when they made new roads, listen to this, when they made new roads, it was very common that they would have to come upon, as they're mailed in new roads, they would unearth snakes. So when the guys that heard this knew they were building roads, that if they ran into snakes, it would be all right. Because they would, in other words, and it wasn't, Jesus was really saying is, as you make new roads for the gospel to be brought into the world, there are going to be some people along the way, they're going to try to bite you and hurt you and criticize you and pull you down and sit like a spectator and poke fun at you while they do nothing and you do something. You know what you need to do? You need to say, in the name of Jesus, snake bites don't hurt me anymore. Ain't no ticks on me. Ain't no snake bites on me. Come on, somebody. We don't have to be afraid of expanding the kingdom of God, because no matter who the haters are, you let Jesus deal with the haters. He'll fight the battle. You get the victory in Jesus' name. Ain't no snakes on me. Ain't no snakes on me. I don't know the rest of the words of that hymn. Come on, musicians. I got a few more, but let me just go back to Isaiah. Isaiah, if you would, on that screen, if there's anybody back there, could you go back to that? If you're not, there you go. Perfect. Thank you. His name will be called, watch this. Somebody say it, wonderful. We used to sing that as a kid. Isn't he wonderful? He is Mr. Wonderful. He's wonderful. Well, how many of you would admit, the more you think about what God has done for you, the word wonderful is so appropriate? I mean, in these negative times, you need to know that God's a wonderful God. He's Counselor. When you need somebody to talk to, when nobody understands, when you need to unload the burden of your mind, I've got good news for you, friend. He's a good Counselor. Not only is He a wonderful God, not only is He a good Counselor, He is a mighty God. Hallelujah. He's got muscle power. Come on, somebody. I know Floyd is undefeated, but so is God. He's the everlasting Father. Praise God. In other words, He's always cared from the beginning, and He'll care right through the end. He is the Prince of Peace. The UN can't produce peace. Brexit thinks they can produce peace. The European Union cannot produce peace. I'm sorry, but our president will not be able to produce peace in Israel. There's only one that will produce peace in Israel, and there's only one that can produce peace in the United States of America. His name is Jesus. Why? Because He's the author of peace. What's the next verse say? Is there any more names? Of the increase of His government and peace, there'll be no end. What does that mean? Is that the government of heaven? Yes. And the government of Israel, and the government of U.S., and the government of Canada, and the government of England. In other words, I read in Revelation that at the end of time, He'll have many crowns on His head. What I'm saying is that He's going to ultimately have everything under His control. How many don't want your life in the control of others? I want my life in the control of God. I want Him to be in control now. I'm not waiting till then. Back that bus up. One scripture. I got fishing on my mind. It's close. Yeah, you heard it. I know. I'm sorry. Here's the issue. Come on, let's move on quickly. Here's the issue. Everybody loves that He's wonderful. Everybody loves that He's Counselor. Everybody loves He's Mighty God. Everybody loves He's Everlasting Father. Everybody loves He's Prince of Peace. Everybody loves that He's going to be in control. Well, I'm going to tell you, none of that will mean anything to you until you call Him that. You can sing it. You can read it. You can hum it. And you can shake your head yes to it. But Isaiah said, when you call him wonderful, that's when he becomes wonderful to you. If you live with a shut mouth and crossed arms, you can know he's wonderful, but he won't be wonderful to you. When you need a counselor, you got to say, Jesus, I need the counsel of heaven. Jesus, I need a mighty God. I need, some of you just sit there like Kelly said or Paul said, and you never open your mouth and you're never going to give into it, just going to be quiet. Then you won't need to hear this message. But if you need the attributes of God, you've got to call on him yourself. Hello? People want God to do everything for them, but they'll never call on him. Call on him and I will answer. Come on, call on him and I will be there. If you call out my name, and you know wherever you are, I'll come running. Call me, maybe. That's what we got, is too many call me maybe Christians. Or call me when I feel good. Or call me when it's my kind. Or when it's my type of service or my kind of people. I'm going to tell you, in the middle of hell, call his name.
Yeah.
Don't think about it. Too many people thinking about it. He didn't say these things happen to people who think he's wonderful, who think he's counselor, who think he's mighty, who think he's the everlasting, who think he's the Prince of Peace. It says he becomes these things to people who call him wonderful. I say, you're my counselor. I praise, you're my, come on somebody. When I need an everlasting, I say, he's my good father. When I'm in trouble in my mind, I say, in the presence of the enemy, he's the Prince of Peace, and peace is what I expect right now. You gotta call. That's, I'm old time in some ways, but I grew up hearing people say, speak his name, say his name in Jesus' name, be free in Jesus, ha ha ha, be healed. Come on, online people, say it. Somebody say it. In Jesus' name. Take your modern dead religion and stuff it in your pillow, but get up in the altar and start saying, Jesus is healer, Jesus is prince, Jesus is mighty, Jesus is, oh, come on somebody, Jesus is Lord, Jesus is good, Jesus is coming, Jesus is here, Jesus is faithful, Jesus is my friend, he's my guide, he's my help, he's my forgiveness, he's my justification, he's my deliverer, he's everything to me. I'm not ashamed of Jesus. Oh, Jesus is the sweetest name I know. He's the mighty conquering king. I'm not ashamed of Jesus. Whatever you need, call on him right now and call his name. Call his name. Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. He's everything to me. Oh, hallelujah. Go ahead, praise him. Magnify him. Hey, can I help you with something? This isn't my line, but I heard Gilbert Patterson say this. If you can't remember all the different titles of Jesus, all you got to do is remember one most of all, Jesus.
Yes.
What did the pastor say, son? Wonderful. I forget. No, if you forget one of them and you don't, and if your problem isn't listed in Isaiah 9, I got good news. It's all encompassed in the name of Jesus Christ.
Yes.
That's why. That's why in our culture, you can pray in all the names and everybody's chilled. But if you start speaking the name of Jesus, veins start popping out of people's heads and out of their necks. Why? Because the devil doesn't like the name of Jesus Christ. Come on. Come on. Who'd ever thought that we would come to this point? But how many, I know you already do, but let's make a fresh arrangement here tonight. We will never be ashamed of the name of Jesus Christ.
Come on. Amen.
Never.
Yep.
He's been so good. Has not Jesus been good to every one of you in this building? If you'd have asked me when I was a backslider, has Jesus been good to you? Even as a backslider, I'd have said yes.
Yeah.
He's been good to me. Without any, you guys can just play. Let's just lift our, however you want to do it. And let's just praise the name of Jesus. Do it all over this place. Take about 45 seconds. Hallelujah. You at home, you might as well just lift up the name of Jesus. Your body will be Jesus. Your mind will be restored in the name of Jesus. Your marriage healed in the name of Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. What needless burdens we bear when we don't call on the name of Jesus.
The Almighty God, I am the one for whom nothing is too hard. I am the shepherd, and I am the door. I am the good news to the bound and the poor. I am.
Come on, call on Him tonight.
I
dare you to call on Him to do whatever you need Him to do and watch Him respond. Come on, stop thinking about Him and open your mouth and call on Him tonight in Jesus' name.
I am the righteous one. I am the lamb. I am the ram in the bush for Abraham. I am the ultimate sacrifice for sin.
I am your redeemer, the beginning and the end.
Offspring. I am the high priest. I am the Christ. I am the resurrection. And I am the life. I am. Whoa. I am. I am. Oh yes. I am. Yes. I am. So leave your past behind. I am the one in the midst of two or three. I am your tabernacle. I am your jubilee. I am.
Yeah.
you are. I am the shepherd. I am the door. I am the good news to the bound. Yeah. Oh, I am. I am. I am. Oh, I am. Hey, I am. Well, I am.
Come on, sing it. Enter in. Come on, sing it, Paul.
I am.
Mighty God, call on him tonight.
I am.
Call on the one who never changes. Call the one who always hears. Come on. Come on, Jesus. We welcome you tonight. We welcome you in this place this evening, Lord.
I am hope. I am peace. I am joy.
Yeah.
I am your comfort and relief from your stress. I am faith, I am strength, I am love, I am power. I am
your freedom this very hour.
I am.
Well, glory.
I am. I am. One, I am the lamb, I am the ram in the bush for Abraham. I am the ultimate sacrifice for sin. I am your redeemer, beginning and the end. I am, I am, I am, oh, just so leave your past behind. I am the one in the midst of two or three. I'm your tabernacle, I am your jubilee. I am, oh yes I am. Well, I am hope. From your stress, I am faith, I am strength, I am love, I am power, I am your freedom. Holy shout it.
Hallelujah. The Bible says when two or three are gathered in my name, that I'm there. How many understand? Our gathering in the mighty authority of Christ means that he's here and anything can happen. It's more than a song. It's the powerful eternal truth tonight. It was in that name that the nations and the all creation was made. And whatever you need tonight, if I were you, whatever you need tonight, I would make my way to this altar and stand in this altar. And the Bible says if two or three are gathered in my name, I'm there. If it was me and I was you, I'd get in that altar and I'd want to get around some people that believe in the same name I believe in. And agree with something. Come on, you need a prayer partner tonight. So everybody that needs something, just get right, stand right here. Like from here on. There's a lot of people, if you're being blessed or you've already been touched, then you're all right. But let's just make a line here, and I want us to get into some agreement. Students, if you need prayer, get in line. You're a part of this church. Just get right in line right here. We're going to agree together tonight. I feel there's couples here tonight that need to be in this prayer time. in my heart. I didn't think of it when I came in, but I just sense it in my heart right now. I'd get in this line. Get in this line. I'm not trying to point you out, but if I don't know who you are, we won't know to pray for you. And so just get in, just get close. Just get up here. That's it. Get right up here. You're here, and I want you to be prayed for. That's it. That's it. It's starting to form. It's starting to form. Okay. Look, it would be wonderful if a bunch of you back there would help us down here, because there's more of them than us in the altar area. So would you come and just help? Just get out of your seat and come. And the presence of the Lord is so strong. They're going to sing, "There is power in the name of Jesus." And I want you to take your time tonight. You're in no hurry. There's nothing you need to rush to. It's 6:15. There isn't anything to do in Penobscot County Sunday night at 6:15 except be in the presence of the Lord. And to be honest, even if there was, there's nothing better going to happen. That's what's going to happen in God's presence, in God's people tonight. Would you come? And if you don't get prayed for, wait. Wait and wait till somebody prays with you. And if somebody prays for you, it seems like a cold one, cold prayer, somebody with a hot prayer is on their way. Amen. 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 That's what I used to do as a kid. Somebody come along and say, "Well, that was nice, but that was cold." Then somebody with a hot prayer would come along and say, "I got what I needed." Hallelujah. Amen. There's some hot prayers around here too. All right, come on, sing it. Just begin to minister to one another, folks. Board members, get around here and let's agree together. You